There's this new thing going on, Lee, that we haven't seen before.
All right.
And you're kind of, in a way, watching the country break apart as Democrat blue areas who spent the last 4 years telling us nobody's above law. We have to follow law the time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
For every moment, all the time.
Yep.
And don't worry, the law will play out, and then we all have to abide by it. We can't be lawless. These people are beginning to regularly defy Supreme Court rulings. So are the judges that the Democrats appoint. It happened again overnight. It's the biggest thing, one of the three biggest things trending on X right now. Remember that ruling that said parents in Baltimore could opt their kids out of gender and homosexual indoctrination? Mm-hmm. That kids, and remember what they were doing? They were doing this outside of health class, which you could opt out of. These were readings you were forced to do as part of English and history. On everything from, hey, you can pick your own gender to LGBTQ issues. And this was for as young as kindergarten. Parents lost their minds, sued, and won at the Supreme Court. Yep. Supreme Court said, no, you cannot deny parents the ability to opt out. Very clear ruling. Well, Seattle public schools just went, meh. Nah, you can't opt out. Sent home parents a notice saying, there, quote, there is no option to opt students out of learning about particular gender identities or groups of people. And they even included the flag of the Democrat Party on the notice. They don't use...
Have nothing, you nothing political here. Come on.
I'm amazed, but they don't use the American flag anymore. You will not catch a Democrat with an American flag, period. And a memo, they use the pride flag instead.
Well, unless they got a lighter in their hand, I guess.
Well, yes, they will light it on fire. But yeah, okay, that is an exception. I mean, as you noted. Noted.
Yes.
But yes, you're good. Okay.
An accelerant and an ignition source.
Now, have you seen this? There's a great video of this online. You walk through the halls of Congress. It's been kind of traditional to have a flag outside your door if you're a Congress member, right? Like it's on a flagpole. It's been that way since I worked there. And you just go, there's flags all the way down the hall. You can tell which offices are the Democrat ones because their flagpoles outside their offices, they don't have American flags. They have pride flags. Hmm. You know what this means? To me, this means they are done with the country. They are post-American, and they have moved on to whatever this is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, a pride flag is about LGBTQ stuff. It's not about a country. But to them, it is. Anyway, Seattle Public Schools, right? Seattle Public Schools works to provide a wide range of educational opportunities to reflect who students are, help them build empathy for others, and prepare them to be compassionate citizens of a diverse and changing world. And they flat out tell parents, you cannot opt out of this. Flat out defiance of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And common sense.
And common sense. We just, by the way, had, the Democrats are in the process of kidnapping all of those poor Guatemalan children from their parents. Their parents want them back.
Yeah.
The Guatemalan government wants them back. One judge by the name of Sparkle.
Go figure.
Sounds more like a prostitute, but whatever. This is who Biden was appointing. I just picture a woman in fishnets, but what do I know? This one woman judge, Sparkle Snooknannon, I can't even say it, rules, no, you can't have your kids. They have to stay in a U.S. government facility and vote Democrat. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to write that. They have to stay in a U.S. facility because they might vote Democrat one day.
I thought Democrats were all about reuniting families.
No, not if the kidnapped children might vote Democrat. It's all about the voters.
Okay.
Well, you know how you're not allowed to do class action style stuff? In other words, one single judge out of 900 makes a ruling for every federal district in the country. There's over 90 judicial districts. You can only rule on specific cases in one district. That's how it's been since the founding until Democrats. Well, you know what they just did? They just expanded that to every illegal immigrant child in the country. All of them. Yeah, I can't send them back, but their parents want them. Screw their parents. They're ours now. They done with you. The Supreme Court just ruled you can't do that. They're just ignoring it, making these rulings. This is a country that's breaking apart, I'm telling you. Ted Cruz overnight, tweeted about this. It appears that Seattle is openly defying the Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah, the United States and Mahmoud v. Taylor just held that parents have a right to opt their kids out of this sort of LGBT indoctrination. And he writes, because he's also obviously a lawyer, any officials knowingly violating that right could be liable for big money damage. They don't care. They do not care. So very interesting from the party that claimed we had to file all, you know, follow all of these rulings. They're not following.
So the kids can be forced to be listened to and talked about a political agenda.
Yes.
But yet don't let there be a Bible or a cross on the teacher's desk or back. No, you can't have that. That's, you know.
No. And one of the things that even the Greenville system that my kids have noticed is there is extensive religious education about Islam, Jainism, all of these world religions, which is fine. You can learn that. I mean, you probably should have some knowledge of that. There's nothing on Christianity. It's just stripped.
Yeah, that's
it's stripped.
And that's where I have a problem with it. If you're going to have a class that teaches world religions, fine. I've got no problem with that because religion for many aspects of people around the world is very important. And obviously there are different aspects of it.
Right.
But, you know, if you're going to do that, then you include as many of the major ones as possible. And if you exclude Christianity, sorry, you're letting out, you know, either the number one or number two religion in the world. You're leaving
that
out.
So. A lot of what they teach about Islam is incorrect as well.
Well, but, and
anyway, I'm not going to go there. But just the same, I mean, this is going on all over the place, and it's a mess. So we're just seeing all of this just defiance of all of that. Meanwhile, overnight, very interesting what's going on here. Tom Homan and the Trump administration admitted that what they want to do, and they're going into Chicago, what they're really doing is immigration enforcement in that city. There's 51,000 illegals hiding there. And that the reason they're sending the National Guard in is to protect the federal immigration enforcement officers. And that's, wow. I mean, this is what this takes now. So you're seeing this again. We have to literally invade these Democrat areas to enforce the law, which they feel they're above.
And that's an aspect of it where Trump has solid legal ground. When you are protecting, when the troops are there to protect federal agents, that's solid legal ground. I was listening to some podcast the other day where there's a specific part of the law that addresses that exact issue. And when you look at what the Democrats are doing and what liberal progressives are doing and trying to dox DEA agents ICE agents and everything else, that's a threat. That is a literal threat to their safety. So that's the part where Trump's got some legal ground here.
He does.
Solid legal ground.
And we're going to get more into that coming up in the next segment. This is going to blow your mind what is going on in Portland. Again, another sign of literal on the ground, hand-to-hand combat by Democrats who do not want federal laws applied in their jurisdiction. It is unbelievable. And I've been talking about this for a while. Do you realize that ICE building in Portland, the federal government has to keep snipers on top of the ICE building to keep the Antifa, Tifa, Black Bloc goons from killing, hurting, and assaulting ICE officers? And you know why they have to do that? I'm going to play this. This audio is going to blow your mind. They've been there for 90 days, these Black Blocs. They're there around the clock, and they also assault people. When ICE calls 911, because they're standing on the city street, right? So that's the jurisdiction. The police do not respond. They are allowed to do whatever the heck they want. And when the people who live in the apartments across the street, ironically, most of whom are Black and Hispanic, have called and begged because they make noise around the clock very loud. They blare sirens to give the ICE agents no peace while they're processing illegals. Well, the people across the street in the apartments have pointed out this violates the sound ordinances, and the police will not show up, not for them either. So if you're Antifa, they are beginning to use them exactly as the Marxist shock troops were used during the Russian Revolution. They're above the law. They can terrorize whoever they want. They can assault whoever they want. And this is what Trump needs to put down in these cities. This cannot spread.